this new topic. Way before, I think it was already maybe by the, before the summer, because then we went out to Elul and Hashana Sukkot. So the last thing we talked about was Basar B'chol, Kashrus. All the shilas, some of the shilas that come up and how to deal with them. So the next shayla, the next inyan that I wanted to discuss was the halachas of kashas relating to non-Jews. Bishalakum, pasakum, Chol Yisrael, and all sorts of shaylas that come up when you're dealing with non-Jews in the kitchen. Okay, so the first sugya is the shayla of pasakum. Okay, so pasakum means that someone's not allowed. You're not allowed to, according to the Gemara. Let's start with the Hishtal Shlos Advarim. Chazal made a takana that. Any bread baked by a non-Jew, you're not allowed to eat it. Also, we'll drop on it. Now, why? What are we talking about? Excuse me, I don't know what's going on. I'm just coughing. So the Gemara says that it's not because it's a treif. We're talking about it, it's 100% kosher. All the ingredients, it's only used for bread. So you know that the oven is good. The ingredients are good. It's all kosher bread. What's the shayla? Since it's baked by a goy, Chazal asked him the drabonah. And the reason is mishum chasmas. That they were afraid in social gatherings, the yidden and the goyim are going to get together, and they're going to start eating from each other's stuff and partying together. So therefore, they asered bread, which is baked by a goy, even if it's kosher. So this separates, this makes a certain separation between a yidden and a goy. You go to a place, and you say, listen, I can go here, I can't eat. Once you can't eat, you can't participate all the way in the party. People told me this, that they never understood. A guy told me, he said he went to he never understood why Chazal made all these things. And then he went to like some sort of off-party and said, you can't eat anything. You can't eat anything, even the wine and the mist. You can't touch anything. So he says he feels the whole time like an outsider. So pshat is that there's a certain social gather made when Chazal shoved it back. You say, you can't eat those things, even if it's kosher, but it's ish asr mishum chasnas. That was the pshat on the gzera. Now, Chazal asked a few things mishum chasnas. They asked their wine, they asked maybe bishal akum, we'll see, maybe that's because of this. But they also asked the pas akum, the bread of a goy. Now, the problem was, is that this isser became very difficult for Yidden to keep. It was not nispashet b'Yisrael, this thing. Why? Because it was ala lechem yichya adam. So you have a place that can't afford a kosher bakery. I was just reading an article in preparation for the shir. Actually, the guy he works for the Star K, but he's my friend's father, Rabbi Rosen, Tzvi Rosen from Baltimore. Anyway, so he says that he was one time in Morocco checking out some sort of pineapple that they produce there or whatever, and it's in this tiny little community. It's a tiny little community that can't, that there's a rav, but they can't afford to have any kosher establishments, even a bakery. So where do they get their bread from? There's one baker who only breaks natural bread, no oils, no nothing, just flour, water, you know, basic stuff. And the rav goes every morning, and he basically told the guy that he'll be the mashgiach on the bakery, and the yidden get the stuff over there. So that's pure bishlakum. It's pasakum. It's straight up from the guy. Right? He owns the bakery. They just ensure. So the Chazal, what happened was it came to the point that people could not keep the halacha of pasakum. Okay? So therefore, pasakum became something which is not so posh that it's also today. Because since when they made the gzera, Chazal made a gzera that roiv of the tzibor cannot keep, the halacha is that the gzera is invalid. You know, even if Chazal have the power to make a gzera, but if Klai Yisrael didn't accept the gzera, but no, we're not going for it. It never spread. bread, so therefore one does not have to keep the law. So this is the source of the dispute. What happened when they made this exam? So we'll go one by one.
So what if
see.
They keep it and then it gets too hard and stop?
No, that's already... It depends if at the time that they made it, was it able to stand? Okay. Now, what happens the following? There's two levels of pasuk akel. One level is when there's a neighbor, a guy's a neighbor, he makes bread and he walks over and he says, would you like some of my pumpkin pie or whatever, right? So that's called pas balabayis. It's pas made by an individual or person. Then there's something else called pas palter. A baker, he's a commercial guy, he's a baker, he bakes the bread to sell. It's a different category. Now, obviously, if you're dealing with the inyan of social, you know, afraid of getting married and getting too close, what's a more of a chashash?
The
balabais. No. What?
The balabais.
The neighbor, right. If you tell your neighbor, sorry, I can't eat that, so he's never going to come and offer it to you again. So there's a clear separation. But if you're talking about a baker, he's doing it commercially. And the Mefarshim even say, the Shach speaks out, that
I won't give up my donuts.
An individual person in his house who bakes to sell is called a palter. A palter who bakes in his house for himself is called a balabais. It's not the point of who you are. It's the point of what was the purpose of the bread. Is it to make money? Is it to sell? Is it commercial? Or is it private bread? Okay? So everyone agrees that pas balabais is awesome. Even today, pas balabais, people did accept upon themselves that gzeirah, and that's awesome. However, the pas palter is where it becomes a little bit of an issue. Okay? And here's where there's a clear distinction between the Sfardim and the Ashkenazim. The Mechaber writes that two opinions, but basically the Mechaber writes that pas palter is aser even nowadays. You're not even allowed to eat pas palter. So that means it's a regular bakery, it's under the OU, whatever, but it's run by non-Jews, so it would be considered pas palter. According to the Mechaber, for now, he says it's aser to eat that bread, it's pas palter. Okay? He does say one thing. That's only if there is an option of getting pas Yisrael. If there is an option of pas Yisrael, he says you have to get the pas Yisrael, period. Mechaber then brings another opinion. He says, and others, I think, or Moshe says that the way it's set up sounds like Mechaber passing like this. He says yesh oimrim. So the Mechaber brings down an opinion as follows: Shemish yesh biyad pas or yesh palter Yisrael, yesh palter goy oisep pas yofem imen. What happens if there is a Jewish bread, a Jewish baker, but if the bread is not as good? The goyish baker is much better. Or the Palter Yisrael makes white bread, but whole wheat, he doesn't make whole wheat or rye. He only makes white bread. But the non-Jewish baker makes whole wheat, rye, other options, other things. So that's considered, some people are makel on this. In certain places they were makel on this inyan. So the Mechaber does bring down that there are mekilim, according to the Sfardim, if it's unavailable in Pas Yisrael, then you're allowed to get from the Pas Akum, but not a Pas Akum totally, just a Pas Palter. Okay? So the Sfardim, according to this, the most lenient would be that if it's available, if the same bread is available in a Pas Yisrael or a Pas Akum, you would have to go to the Pas Yisrael, according to the Sfardim. There's no maneuvering around that. Okay? That's the Mechaber's Psak. And he says this thing, if it's on, if that particular type of bread, you can get bread, but that particular type is unavailable, it says the machaber that I'm a kilim on that. Okay? Now, if you translate that into our terms, so that means let's say a person wants to go buy hamburger buns. So they go into Publix, OU, they find hamburger buns. So now you could find hamburger buns in South Florida or in any kosher store from a bakery, from a Jewish bakery.
Right.
So therefore, since you could find it, according to the Sfarim, then you would have to get that pas Yisrael. Does this make sense?
No, it does. Yeah.
So according to the Sfarim, you would have to go and get the pas Yisrael one. It's not that. Why? Because the Machaber holds that the minig was accepted. There were just certain places that it was too difficult because they had no bakeries. There were small communities. So those places, they were lenient. But in general, the takana was chal. That's the Machaber shita. What?
I think their buns are still a different type of bun that would do that in packages. Does that make a difference?
So the question is, how precise are you going to get on this?
Right.
Okay, so you don't have whole wheat, but you have white. Okay, I have white, but this is fluffier. I mean, what exactly does it mean that it's not available? Okay? Now, to take it even a step further, and this is where it gets really sticky, is that the Machaber says later, what's included in Pas Yisrael? What's included in this takana? Only bread? No. He says anything which is considered Pas HaBaba Kisna. The Pas HaBaba Kisna means anything which is baked, basically. Even if there's sugar and other ingredients in it, if it's cooked, like noodles and pasta and stuff like that, that's not included in this. But if it's baked, that would mean pretzels, cookies, anything like that would be included in the Isser of Pas Palter. So according to that, if there is an option, you go into a store, you want to get pretzels, so you can get the Pas Yisrael pretzels. Get the Lieber's ones, or you have to get the Snyder's ones, or whatever. Okay? So that would mean is that any pretzel or cookie, or even cereals, okay? If there's an option in Pas Yisrael...
Oh, there's no option.
Huh? Right, so my wife holds it, there's no Cheerios, there's no such... There's no Cheerios, General Mills is the only way to go. That's it. But Cheerios, according to... There's machlokes about it. Is that called baked? It's not clear how they make it. I mean, it's clear, but I don't know exactly how they make it. But some say that based on the way they make it, maybe it's not included in this there, because it's like baked a little bit, cooked a little bit. It's not clear what it is. But there's definitely a tzad to say that Cheerios is included in the Gzera of Pas Palter, and therefore, if there would be an equivalent in a Jewish brand, you would have to get it. Now, maybe there's not, which, you know, a lot of people say there's not. So, you know, then you would have this heter of the Machaber, okay? This is Sfarim for now. For now, we're talking about Sfarim. Right. For now, we're talking about, yeah, but his kids can't, because his kids are going to the Sfarim yeshiva. He went to the Ashkenazi yeshiva.
What? First finish with this Sfarim. Will the kids eat their house?
What?
So the kids eat their house?
Okay, so now, according to this, no, available means touch 1 mil, which means 18 minutes.
It's about a mile, right?
It means 1 mil means it's an 18-minute walk. Okay, now, if you have a car, then it would be an 18-minute drive. Okay? So that means
Lachara. You have to go to Miami Beach.
What? No, I don't think I'm going to Miami Beach. Right. So you might have to go to Aventura, you mean? So, and economy. Where did I see that shear? I saw that shear brought down here. That was a shear of a mill. Okay? Now, put this down a second. It's the Dark Echuba, looks like, says this. Oh, so what about if it's available but it's more expensive? Is that considered unavailable? Is the fact that it's more expensive, is that considered unavailable?
Depends how expensive.
Okay, so there's a Sefer Chalkas Binyamin from Binyamin Cohen, who's a Rosh Kol in Chaim Berlin, who's a Five of Cohen's son. Anyway, he says that's not included, that's not a heter. Because the bottom line is, the point, what's Machaber saying? Machaber is essentially saying that Chazal made a takana, you're not allowed to eat this. Now, it became very difficult in certain communities because they had no bakeries, so they carved out a heter that they weren't mekabel upon themselves in such a case. Okay, that what was the case? As long as it's not available, you can't have bread. You can get bread, and you can get the same exact bread. It's more expensive. Love that for that. So for Sephardim, there are those that question it, but there's a shiloh. What happens if it's more expensive? Now, what happens if it's not expensive? It's expensive because I'm going to start shopping at 5 different places. It gets very difficult. You're right, so that's a shiloh of tirchah. But this is all now in the Sephardim, okay? So this is the ikra halacha according to the Sephardim, which is the machaber sheet. The Ramah comes along. Dr. Ramah, v'yesh oimrim, da'afilu b'mokam shepas Yisrael matzui shari. Even if it's just as easy to get the pas Yisrael, you're allowed to eat the pas paltim. Why? So the Mefarshim say, because the Ramah must hold, okay, that the Takana never took root. The Takana never was out. It was too difficult for the Jewish people to accept the Takana. So the Mechaber says that since it was too difficult for some people, so the people that it was difficult for didn't accept it, but everyone else did. The Ramah says, no, that's not what happened. The Ramah says, since it was difficult for people, no one accepted it. And therefore, there's no issue. The Shach asks, according to that, maybe you should be mukta even pas balabais. Because if they weren't makabal, maybe they weren't makabal anything. So the Shach says that's not true, and pas balabais, everyone was makabal. So we're still not allowed to take the pumpkin pie from our neighbor, which anyway we're not allowed to take because it's probably true. But I'm saying,
right, baking in an oven. That's
yeah. Well, you know, let's say the what would happen would be is, let's say, you know, your neighbor comes over to your house or something, it's nice, and they bake it in, I don't know. But anyway,
put over and bake it.
Yeah, paspal bais is awesome. Okay, but the paspalter, according to the Ramah, is mutter. Okay, so according to this, so it makes no difference. Pas, you know, so that would mean that you look on a package of Lieber's, whatever, cookies, it says on the pas Yisrael. What are they writing that for? For the Sephardim? Chassidim don't care about this. So what are they writing that for? Who's this pas Yisrael for? The Sephardim have to keep it, but the Ashkenazim don't have to keep this. Right? So this is where the Shach comes in. The Shach says, Miu nira diyesh li zoyer av kol yemois hashana shaloi likach pas shalgoyim min apalter hecha diyesh pas Yisrael im loy shapas evikachavim yofe yoisim. So the Shach, it's recommended that even an Ashkenazi should follow the psak of the Mechaber. It's recommended, and the Aruch HaShulchan says that was the minig in Litva. So it's interesting because very often the Aruch HaShulchan is a maker. Now, the reason the Aruch HaShulchan is a maker is not because he decides to be lenient. The Aruch HaShulchan very often explains what's the minig, what's the common practice. So he was a Rav in he knows what was going on over there. So the Aruch HaShulchan says that the common practice in Litva was there was no such thing as getting past Palta. Unless you were in some off town, he says it didn't have a bakery. But otherwise, there's no such. But Makoyus are a choikim, she Yisrael mu'atim. Some small communities, they ain't palter Yisrael, oichli me palter shalem. Akim like, right? But otherwise, b'midinaseinu kulam zihirim tamid bazet b'chol hashana. B'chol inyan. So the Chashukin says, in Lita, everybody was makbid on Pas Yisrael. Okay, now again, so what does it mean to be makbid on that? What if you want to accept upon yourself this minig of the Aruch HaShulchan and the ruling of the Shach that it's better, what would that mean? It means if it's not available, like we said before, if it's not available, if it's equally available, okay, it's pretty much whatever the bread that you want to get is available in Pas Yisrael, you should get the Pas Yisrael. If it's not available, that particular type of bread is not available, or the bread of the non-Jew is better, then you can get the bread of the non-Jew. Okay? So this is the summary of the Shita of the Shach in the Ramah, which is the Allah of the, so in other words, during the rest, on a regular day, in Hanukkah or whatever, the Sephardim, if you can equal, if the Pas Yisrael is available, should get the Pas Yisrael. Have to get the Pas Yisrael. The Ashkenazim, it's nice, it's a good thing, it's recommended, but it's not usher. But it's it's a nice thing. It's recommended to try to get the pasta so when it's available. Again, if it's more expensive. If it's more expensive, I would say that's a gray area. So the Sephardim maybe shouldn't be so makeable, but the Ashkenazim, since anyway it's a chumrah, you know, it's only a chumrah to do this. So then, okay, so this, you know, you could say if it's more expensive, it's considered unavailable. So even if you're machmer on it, you don't have to be machmer that much, maybe. Okay? If it's better quality, yeah, if it's better quality, the Shach says beferish, that then you could take the pasach. Okay? Because it's not going to be worse than the Sephardim. Right? So now that means, let's say you go into a store, you see the Stella Dora cookies. Okay, so Stella Dora cookies, Pasakum, Paspalter. The Lamaisa, there's no Pasisro that makes that type of cookies. You know, those little ones with the chocolate and the balls inside?
The Shreimel.
The Shreimel cookies. Someone could say, listen, you can't get that in Pasi Shul. You don't make it. So therefore, I'm allowed to get, like, even I'm allowed to get it in Pasakum, even if Paspalter, even if I want to be Machmer on this Inyan. Okay? Now, however, even according to the Shach, okay, it says it's a Chumrah, but there are certain times of the year that everybody really should be keeping the Pasi Shul. Aseres Mei Tshuva. So the Shach says during Aseres Mei Tshuva that everybody keeps the Pasi Shul. Okay? So that would mean again that you should go out of your way. Now, even Aseres Mei Tshuva, what I'm not clear about, I never got clarity, is during Aseres Mei Tshuva, does that mean Paspalter is out of the question? Even if the Pasi Shul is inferior or not? That's the only thing I'm not 100% clear about. And I've never gotten a clear mahalach on that. But the Shach. Also, very interesting is that the Mishnah Berurah and others bring down that on Shabbos you should keep Pas Yisrael. Okay? What?
Hence Chala.
Hence what? Chala. Right. No, but where it comes Negea is on certain, like crackers and stuff. Yeah, crackers. So, can you get crackers out of Pasi Shul, or it's hard to get the nice ones?
Three times the amount of money.
What?
Three times the amount of money.
So that's the thing. What? Yeah. No, so in other words, so on that, even people that aren't Machmer on Pasi Shul, but on Shabbos, it could be that it's brought down more of an Indian to be Machmer on Pasi Shul. So that would mean crackers, pretzels, cookies, stuff like that, Machmer on Pasi Shul. Matter of fact, what? Yeah. Because you could theoretically get something which is, unless you're such a mephonic that you could tell the difference between Oreos and
ice cream, it doesn't matter which Oreos. If you're eating a plain, it might matter which Oreos.
Nowadays,
a lot of the companies will take the regular company and watch over.
So I'm turning right.
Whatever, then put their own label on it.
Right, that makes it past the show, you mean?
Yeah.
Right, so that's good. Right. So now.
No, it's the same package and they put a sticker.
Sometimes it's just a sticker.
Bloom package. Bloom package. Right on top.
Yeah.
I had a friend that was moving off to a very far out city. That it was probably like 10 years ago. No, it was like 7 years ago. This guy was moving out to a far place in the middle of the Midwest, whatever. A place that doesn't have a lot of stuff. So, and he was moving from Lakewood. And over there, they would get Chol Yisrael once every 3 weeks, and it would be frozen. They would freeze it, and you know, and you couldn't get the exact type of meat, you know, on a daily basis, you know, when you wanted it, and the chickens and the yosh on it. So he was a nephew of Reb Shmuel Kamenetsky. So he told me that he went to Reb Shmuel and he asked him, Shabbi Makbid on Yoshan. Shabbi Makbid on this Shechita. Shabbi Makbid on Chol Yisrael. Shabbi Makbid on all the things, down the whole list. And Reb Shmuel said, don't worry about any of that stuff. You're going for a good reason, just go. Except on Shabbos, you should make sure you only eat Pasi Shul. So when your kids go to a friend's after Shabbos party, just make sure they only have your Pasi Shul. So if all the
held in Pas Yisrael on Shabbos. That was the thing that he held that you should, you're supposed to, that
for the Shami Seira.
Yeah. So the Mishavur brings it down, and that would be an Indian that if it's equally available in Pas Yisrael, so the crackers and the kicholach and whatever, so pretzels and whatever, so then according to this, one should try to be nizar to be getting to have the Pas Yisrael on Shabbos. The rest of the year, you know, it's the Indian of the Shach, the Aruch Shulchan, the Ar Machmirim on that, and we'll see. Maybe there are other svaras why to be made. Okay, so this is the basically the background information of.
I don't know if you can answer you, but really, I have a very interesting. I'm very whatever when it comes to.
You're important, basically.
Like, I really am. Like, I'll go, I mamash, even when my in-laws, like, or anybody knows, they'll buy the chalas wherever. I always go to Oshavitsky, that's where I like the chalas. I'll go mamash out of my way when I'm in New York to go buy for that place. So something like that, like, if I is it easier for me to tend to go not across the show if I find something I like that's not across the show? Like the donuts, I was just pretty making a comment, but really, is that an easier thing because of that?
So that particular item, there is no challah, there is no Pas Yisrael that is the same category.
So it should be no problem.
Some of that even according to the Sfarim would be okay. But if you have something which basically have a pretzel, I mean, how medactic are you going to get?
Pretzels are very good.
What? Yeah, it's the same thing. I'm saying whatever it is, you know, it's not, you know, and it's not just bread. Mechaber, the Rama says beferish. You know, that's all. Now, it's not so easy to find Pas Yisrael bread.
You're right,
fresh bread. You have to like go to the store. Do they have it in? Don't they have it in? Is it from today? Is it from whatever? You know, it's not necessarily the posh. You go to Publix, you get your loaf of bread and whatever.
Right.
So what?
I don't know either. Yeah, we're just talking about that now. Even the guy who's pizza time.
They turned the oven on.
No, I think that for Pas Yisrael, even Sfardim hold that as long as the oven goes on, it's enough.
To put it on the fire.
Yeah. For Bishul Akum, the Sfardim need that you have to actually put on. But for Pas Akum, I think it's enough if like the Ashkenaz will hold by Bishul.
But just pizza, to put the pizza, aren't you?
Pizza, you throw it in the oven.
It's baking, not cooking.
It's what?
But it's baking, not cooking.
It would be theoretically a problem, but as long as the Jew turned on the oven, it would be fine. Well, let's get to that. Let's get to what's
not baking. That's what Rabbi
Pizza's not baking. Confirmed.
Rabbi Hoop, yeah. But by Pas Akum, I think it's enough just to turn on the fire. Yeah. For Pas Akum, then even for Sfardim, it's enough to just turn on the flame. So, now let's just go to that once we brought up the topic. Yeah, I know, that's the... So what's the... how do you make something into Pas Yisrael? Obviously, the Yid made it, it's Pas Yisrael. But let's say you have something which is bad Sam being done by a non-Jew. So what can the Jew do to make it into Pas Akum? So here, we're much more lenient. Again, because the whole Pas Akum is a Chumrah and it wasn't so accepted. So it's enough, as long as there's a little bit of heat in the oven, which is coming from the Jew, then that's already considered Pas Yisrael. Now here's the big machlokes between the current... Now the Gemara says what that means is Hashlochas Kisei, that the guy threw some piece of wood into the fire. The Yid threw some piece of wood into the fire. So that's enough to make it into Pas Yisrael. Okay? Now, how does that play out in nowadays? Okay? So, in a commercial sense, no matter what, yeah, even for Sfardim, for Pas, it's enough, not for Bishul. So to make a pot of noodles, it wouldn't be good. But to make bread, it's enough. Now, what...
The guy starts the fire,
and you put it on this, that would also be good, right? Now, the question is... In today's commercial settings, how do you achieve this level of Pas Yisrael? So obviously, if the Jew walks in and turns on the fire in the morning, you're good. But in these huge factories, you know, what? In these huge factories, so if it's a place that never turns it off, in the olden days, so there used to be like a pilot light. Okay? So what the
Jew would do is turn on the pilot light, and the pilot light would stay on for 2 years. So there'll be you are good to go for 2 years now. But nowadays, for safety and energy conservation, and because of safety and all these regulations, there's no pilot lights anymore. You turn off the lights, it turns off the pilot light, and then when you turn on the lights, there's an electric ignition that turns on the pilot light again, basically, more or less. So that made a big problem for Bishalakum and Pasakum, because now these huge factories are not having Jewish people coming in every day. I'm the Mashgiach. You're talking about multi-million-dollar companies. They're not waiting around for the Mashgiach to come in and turn on the fire. So there's a little bit of a dispute between the Star K and the OU about this issue. The Star K holds from Moshe Einemann that as long as you are adding to the heat of the fire, it's fine. So, okay, what do you mean adding to the heat though? The Jew's not there and there's no pilot light, so what's going on? So basically what Moshe Einemann came up with is it's a sort of light bulb. Okay, it's like a halogen light or something. It's not an LED light. It's like a light bulb. Now, if you touch your finger to the light bulb, it's hot. So the light bulb is giving off some level of heat in the oven. So it's basically a light bulb which can sustain the heat of the oven. And you plug in the light bulb, the Jew plugs it in, and it stays on for a couple years. And that light never goes off. So therefore, if the Jew plugs in that light, now he put in that little piece of fire, that heat, and now you have that heat in the oven no matter what happens later. So now they come in and turn on the oven. Okay, but my little light bulb is still providing some heat.
So that it's also set up in such a way that
that's a Jewish
fire goes out and comes back on. That won't go on because it's not a separate breaker.
Oh, yeah? This. Rebelsky from the OU did not hold to this thing. So who are you fooling, basically? This is not enough to heat anything. I mean, it's not strong enough heat to do anything. So Rebelsky held is that the oven has to be heated enough that to the bare minimum heat that could produce some sort of baking in the oven. And it's like 175 degrees. So you have to be giving at least 175 degrees to the oven. Now, that means, Zerbelsky says, that if the Jew turns on the oven, and then they turn it off at night, but it never really cools off to lower than 175, and then they come back the next day and turn it on, right? As long as it never cooled off less than 175, that's okay. Because the first oven never became bottled. Like you turn it on. Now I don't know the Matthias, but it cools off, I assume, right? Oh, really? Oh, so it's set. What? There you go. So, what?
I think all bakeries, all the, like, the big rotating ovens, they never shut them off. They always keep them on a proper temperature. Right.
Yeah, now, and by the way, on a big rotating oven, you have a commercial oven, which is basically on some sort of conveyor belt. So now you put in the food, and it can go, some of these ovens could be up to 60 feet long, in a real commercial place, right? Not in a small bakery, but in a real commercial place. We're talking about places that are trying to make pastisserole, big items. So Rebelsky held, you don't need the whole oven to have that status. You only need the first part of the oven, where it's reaching the point of, minimum baked. That's what needs to be the pastisserole. The rest doesn't have to be the pastisserole. That's so therefore, as long as the front of the oven, so there's different units and different elements, so you can turn off the back element. As long as the front one that makes it you know, reaching the...
It starts the process.
Cooking process.
Huh?
That cooking process.
Yeah. No, if it goes off, yeah, automatically it's not Yisrael. It's not Yisrael. No, the guy's putting it. The guy's baking it. No, but the guy's baking it. So the only way to get the Yisrael's not involved and the guy is involved.
What if the Jew turns on the timer? Not enough?
Well,
but the Jew has a timer.
So this is Shiloh's. That's like the Shiloh's with the machine matzahs and all these type of things. I don't know. I'm not sure. If that's, you're saying the Mashkiach setting the timer should be enough. He wants to know if the Mashkiach sets the timer. I don't know if that's enough. I don't know. It doesn't sound right.
Not kosher?
Nowadays, you can knock it
today.
Whatever,
20
You have to be there. Yeah, I think that, yeah. Okay, now, there's one other.
Next best friend.
There's one other opinion over here is that there was a big kula that, in general, the big kula brought down over here from Moshe Feinstein that's brought in the Shuvah Shuvah Shuvah. Okay, now most places, the OU, and anyway, most places get also people. I learned from. They don't rely on this psak from Moshe by itself. Moshe sent a psak that. What's the whole idea of Pasach? Well, again, what's the source of the Isser? The source of the Isser is Chasmus. We don't want people, you know, the Yidden, to getting too close with the Goyim and getting married and all that. So, Dr. Moshe, if you have somebody making something in a totally non-personal setting, like a commercial baker, in a commercial setting, it's not shayach, the whole idea of chasnas. They're making it for millions of people, right? It's so shayach, it's the chasnas. So, Moshe held, basically, that the case of commercial bakery is not included in the Isser Paspalti. What? A commercial bakery is not included in Paspalti at all. It's a Moshe Hel. But, like we always know with anything, is that there are certain even if the specific case of the Gezerah of Chazal doesn't apply, there's something called Loi Plug. Loi Plug means that once Chazal said something, so even if it doesn't apply in this particular case, but you gotta, they didn't get involved in this detail, that detail, they said across the board. So Moshe said, that's only though, with something which is similar to each other. But if there's a type of baking or cooking that takes place in a commercial setting, which is totally different than any sort of baking or cooking which takes place in a house or a home, says in that case the whole like plug wouldn't apply and the whole thing is multiple. And it's okay, it's not a problem. That's Ramesh's system. Now even though no one goes into, if you go with this Ramesh that bakeries and all this commercial stuff, pretzels, cookies, all this stuff wouldn't be included in the Isser. Okay? So that's what I'm saying. If you have in the back of your mind, well listen, it's a little more expensive, and we said expensive is not enough. But then you also have this smart Ramesh. So maybe once you have a few things together, you can be more lenient. Now most people are not making with this Ramesh. Because first of all, he didn't write it anywhere. I said, now, the product is made in a way that the process is not similar. Let's say, for example, they cook it in a can. If you get raw tuna, then you would cook it in a frying pan or and bake it in an oven. How do they cook tuna? They put it in a can and they boil up the can. The whole process is totally different in a commercial setting than you do in your house. So there's no loyal pull on that. And that's the svar. Okay, next week we'll go over again the svar of Ramosha. So this is the idea of Ramosha, and he was more make on this. Ramosha the Chazonish does not hold this, and we'll see the details of this next week. Exactly, the prophet. Okay.